This podcast is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
You're listening to Organic Lunch with Debbie Levin on the lineupmedia.fm podcast network. We're really excited to debut this show because this is going to be a sneak peek into private lunches with all of our favorite Hollywood environmentalists. And you honestly, you would not believe who the environmentalists are. They're everyone from Jaden Smith to Lance Bass to Malin Ackerman. All your favorite stars. Of course, we've got our longtime favorites like Ed Begley. So we're really excited to be able to have you join us for lunch. I am actually just going to say welcome to my dear, 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 amazing friend, Lance Bass. This is my first podcast. This is called...
Oh my gosh, I feel so honored.
Well, I mean, it's you. It's called Organic Lunch, and we couldn't go to lunch this time, but we go to lunch and dinner all the time. So we're faking lunch this time, just this first time because of busyness.
Well, I am right next to the food court at the mall, so I can pretend I'm eating lunch with you.
So counts. That counts. Anyway, we're just really excited because we have this new podcast network with Lineup Media, and I get to basically what we get to do is we get to just kind of, you know, visit and have fun and share some of the stuff that we always talk about with everybody else. So since I am a veteran, and I will say veteran of your, of being a guest on all of your different radio shows, I feel like this is like natural for us, right?
Well, yeah, we're a good combo.
We are a great combo. And first thing I want to do is before we get into anything else, I am so excited about Finding Prince Charming getting a second season green light. I am so excited.
Yeah, it's been quite the ride for sure. I mean, when they asked me to do this show, of course, it took me a millisecond to say yeah, because I love shows like that. And, you know, the dating reality stuff. I love The Bachelor, Bachelor in Paradise. I mean, you name it, I watch it.
I of course watch Unreal, and I watch Unreal, which is my version.
It's so great, and that's one of the reasons I wanted to do the show, because Unreal is like my favorite show,
right?
And I wanted to see how close to that, you know, it was to filming a real show like that. And
tell me, is it?
Well, I mean, we just did our first season, so I imagine that shows like that, the first seasons are always very real. I think as you go along and the producers get used to the show, I think it's easier to, you know, manipulate a story or whatever. But, you know, what I've seen so far is just really all 100% real.
That's amazing, because I'm sort of the one who watches the fake versions instead of the real versions. And your show is my first experience with a real version. So anyway, I love it. So I wanted to throw that out because I'm so excited. And you have like 9 million shows going on. We'll definitely talk about Emma and everything else in a bit, but you have 9 million shows. I know we talked about you having 9 million shows, and you actually have 9 million shows.
Yeah, it's been a crazy year for sure. I mean, television has been good to me. I mean, I have a show coming out in February called My Kitchen Rules, which I think will be a lot of fun. I'm doing that with my mother. It's a cooking show.
Happened? That one happened?
Oh yeah, we filmed that like 4 months ago.
Wow.
Yeah. Wow. But I'm excited about that one. That one's going to be on Fox. And then right now I wrote and produced a show that we're, you know, taking out right now with Kris Jenner and Robin Anton, who created the Pussycat Dolls. But it's a music competition show where we're putting together groups.
So
and that's
fun.
That's my next baby.
So fun. So fun. Well, I'm going to lobby for a position when my Kitchen Rules comes back, because I get to be your Jewish mother, right?
There you go. Sounds good to me.
With you. Yes. In your great kitchen. You know what I think would be really interesting? I think that, first of all, I run the Environmental Media Association, and that's a nonprofit. And Lance has been an incredibly active board member. I feel like it was like 2008 when we met. And Like, can you remember that story? I love the story about how we met.
Oh yeah, definitely. Tell them about it.
Yeah. Like, yeah, if you can share a little bit, because it was at this crazy, like, sunset, you know, Sunset Hills house with incredible view.
And now, whose house was that? Was that one of the Olsen twins' house? Because I remember that was the whole reason I was there.
Was because of Mary Kate?
Told me that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you know what? For some reason, I thought it was Nicole. So what we had was, it was Carlos found this house. We have an old friend, Carlos, who is friends with Nicole Richie, who is hosting our Emma Awards this year, which Lance hosted last year. We only love to have our most talented board members host. And and Mary Kate Olsen was friends with everybody. And and so she agreed to host, to co-host with Nicole. And the idea was that we were going to invite all of our favorite young stars and influencers. And we also invited our older board members, people who like ran studios or networks, and we had Ed Begley there. And the idea was to kind of share how your influence and how all the media attention at that time, I don't even think there was social. There wasn't. Right. This was more like when, you know, all of the weeklies would follow everybody around, you guys. And it was to talk about how to use that great exposure in order to advance environmental issues and sustainable lifestyle. And you came. I didn't know it was through Mary Kate.
Yeah. I mean, I knew both her and Nicole, but I think I was better friends with Mary Kate at that time.
Oh my God, that's amazing. Because you know, the ironic thing is that Ashley and Mary Kate are my daughter-in-law's best friend since they're 10. And I didn't know Mary Kate then or my daughter-in-law. So it's pretty funny. But no, it was great because I remember so well that you and I just started talking. And I don't know, what did you know about environmental issues at that time?
Well, at that time, really not much. You know, I've been a big recycler my whole life. I mean, that was something that my parents always kind of instilled in me. But other than that, I really didn't know what the, you know, dire issues were, you know, for our environment. So I think once I was at that party and learned all about it and saw the videos that y'all showed and started talking to you, I realized, oh my gosh, like, I can't believe I was not aware of all this. Wow. And I felt, you know, the need to at least educate myself about it and then go forward and be able to educate others.
Well, I mean, you were honestly the best thing that came out of the party for me, because we are such dear friends and I love you so much. And you have been such an active board member. You're actually the chair of our Young Hollywood Committee at this, you know, now for the last year or so, and have had so many firsts, which we should get into. But if I remember, we clicked right away at lunch and you were so anxious, just like I was, because I didn't know anything before I took over the organization. You were so anxious to learn. What do you think how do you think that your daily life changed?
Well, I mean, daily. I mean, there's not an hour that goes by at my house that I don't think, you know, think of being green, which is, you know, something that it takes a while to kind of instill in you. But everywhere I look, I'm like, I'm trying to be green. If it's from, you know, turning off the water faucets when I brush my teeth, to, you know, shorter showers, to, you know, putting my heat down to 68 during the winter time, you know, so it's, you know, not to use so much energy. I mean, it's just part of my life now. And it's so easy to do it, these days. It's just like second nature. And then, you know, you look out and, you know, you're watching this political season, watching the debates, and, you know, issues start coming up, you know, about global warming and fracking and all this type of things where I would have known nothing about. I can actually be a part of the conversation now that people are talking about and not sound like an idiot.
You don't even know what that does to my heart, hearing this from you. It's like everything to me. And also, I think it's informed your, you know, how you eat and the way, you know, some of the other things in your house, you know, how you run your house. I mean, between cleaning products and food, and growing up in Mississippi with your incredible, beautiful family, I think it was just a matter of just knowing or not being aware. And so coming from Mississippi, how do you think that has really informed your choices and bringing it back to your family?
Yeah. You know, it's sad when I go back to Mississippi, you know, they've gotten rid of their recycling program. And which is, you know, it's sad to me that we can't afford that in a state like Mississippi. And because we're all about, I mean, being green there, you know, I mean, we live off the land as much as possible, you know, that in that state. So it would be a no brainer, to educate the kids, about being green, and being environmentally conscious, but it's just not part of the program. I don't know why they just don't really care about it. And, you know, we went down there this year to start the Green My School program, which was incredible. And I got to go back to my junior high and plant gardens with them. And the kids are really excited about getting their hands in the dirt and learning about what they're actually putting into their bodies. And that's something that, you know, helped me change also. You know, my eating habits completely changed once I joined, you know, Emma. You know, I, coming from the South, you know, just didn't care about what I was putting in my body and the chemicals and just, I mean, everything fried, you know, and
yeah.
If I ate a vegetable, it's going to be, you know, all the nutrients were going to be fried out of it no matter what.
Oh my God.
So now I'm conscious about, you know, the organic foods and you know, anything that I put in my body and what I use in my house, you know, all the amazing new products that they have, that are completely organic and great for the environment, from every cleaning supplies to, you know, to eating, you know, organic food. I've trying to cover it all now.
I know. And just to sort of go back, because I know how, you know, the things you cook and how the cooking is so important and just, you know, keeping your whole home as toxic free as possible. But you, Lance, mentioned that, you know, our Green My School program, and it's one of our favorite programs, and we actually launched the school, putting organically grown edible gardens in low-income schools. We launched that program in 2009, so you were right there, and we have 17 gardens in schools around the Los Angeles area. Last year, and we also, what we do with each school is we give each school a celebrity mentor, and so Lance has gone to his school so many times, and the kids just and just to plant and to hang out and to watch the garden literally as it's grown. And last year we thought we really need to take this national, and so we wanted to bring our board member friends back to their hometowns. And Lance, you were like the first one who stepped up and said, "I'm there." And so I got to go to Mississippi. I got to see your hometown. And it was honestly the most incredible couple of days ever, because I was able to experience exactly what you were talking about, where you see all these beautiful children in this gorgeous land, and yet they're putting everything in the deep fryer and making it healthy. And they are so much more naturally able in certain areas of our country to be eating organic, because you could actually grow your own vegetables and herbs in your gardens without pesticides and all the chemicals, but no one's thinking about it. So those kids were just incredible. That was an amazing trip.
And
also just, you know, being with your family and knowing how on board they are with what you've been sharing with them. And that's really how it multiplies, by teaching our families and doing it within our lives.
So true. Yeah, and teaching those young ones, because they're the ones who will spread it, you know, to their families and to the next generation.
Right. And so speaking about that, I mean, how do you feel that celebrities like yourself, who have such a huge influence now that we have social media, how do you think that influence can be spread in such a positive way in terms of education?
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, that's what we do so well at Emma is, you know, we share messages, you know, green messages through entertainment. And, you know, no one likes to felt like they're being preached to.
Right.
You know, people stop listening when you feel like you're being preached to. And I think that's what's so great about, you know, putting in messages in film and television, and even through your social media tweets. You make it fun. You make it cool. And these young celebrities, you know, they have these huge followings that will really listen to what they have to say, and they're looking for their guidance and their leadership. And if you make it cool to be more green, then your fans are going to think it's cool to be green. And that's why it's so important for these young, you know, celebs out there to, you know, really get on board and be able to pass this message along, because I mean, it takes nothing for them to send out a tweet or an Instagram message or incorporate any kind of messaging into their, you know, their entertainment. And so far, I mean, you see a lot of that. I mean, the Ariana Grandes of the world, I mean, they really are taking that responsibility and sharing great messages around to their fans.
I mean, they really are. And like, I remember because we recently helped you get a vegetable garden at your house, which I am embarrassed to say I got it the same day, and mine is dead and yours is flourishing because you're a better gardener than I am. It's so embarrassing.
Mine's definitely we're at the end of my garden. We did a good one though. I mean, I got some really great tomatoes and cucumbers, and you know, this is the first garden I've had in years. So I was excited to see that my house could take it, because I didn't have much sunny spots, but it somehow worked. Although I didn't know about these certain worms, they're called the falcon something. I forget what they are, but I mean, they're the epitome of what a caterpillar looks like in cartoons, like the big green one that looks fake.
Oh my God.
I had a whole.
Did you see them? Did you actually see them? So you saw them?
Oh, yeah. Like, I mean, something was eating my kale. Like, I could not get my kale to grow. I mean, everything was eaten, and I found these little bitty green worms. And I thought they were cute, so I didn't get rid of them, of course. Well, they grew into like huge, huge caterpillars. And they
ate your kale.
I mean, basically all my kale, and they also ate my peppers too, which is crazy. And they were after the tomatoes. I mean, they were eating every tomato I had. But yeah, so I learned this year what this hawk worm is, and now I will know for next year.
Oh my! Do you think I have that, since I have like little holes and things?
Yeah, if you have little holes everywhere, it's definitely, you know, getting eaten by something. But if you're trying to do tomatoes, that's when you'll know you have these certain worms, because they just love those tomatoes.
Oh yeah, my tomatoes were eaten, and we're not that far from each other, our houses. So I bet they kind of came to visit me when they finished you, or vice versa.
Well, what's crazy is I didn't even notice them, and because I saw them getting eaten, and I had no idea they were there because they are camouflaged. They're bright green. They look exactly the same color as a tomato leaf. So I didn't even know they were there. They were right in front of my eyes the whole time.
Oh my
God.
There
were tons of them. Yeah.
I guarantee they had a nice visit and an incredible meal at my house as well. So I think that may be what has been happening.
At least, they got to eat it. You know,
they did get to eat it. Somebody got to eat it. That's true.
Yeah.
But speaking of your garden and social, I remember when you and Jamie Lynn Sigler were like making this great dinner from your garden, and the fact that you posted it everywhere on social was so inspiring to me.
No, it's you know, the fans love that, because you know, cooking is something that's, you know, a big part of my life, and I love having people over, and when I can add things from my actual garden to, you know, my dinner, I mean, that's just incredible. I get excited about it, and the fans get excited about it too.
Yeah, I think so. Talking about organic dinner, this year we're actually on this Saturday night on October 22nd, and on the lot at Warner Brothers is going to be the 26th annual Emma Awards. Can't believe it's that long. I can't believe you've been to way more than half.
Oh yeah,
like, no,
I mean, I've been going since 2008. Yeah.
2008 or nine? Yeah, and. So we're so excited. We actually are doing this year, we're doing a sit down dinner, which we haven't done in a long time. And we have these incredible chefs, John and Vinny, who just won the James Beard Award, which is incredible.
That's
and
awesome. I can't wait. Cause this is the first year we're doing a big sit down dinner.
Yes.
So I'm excited. Change it up a little bit.
And it's going to be so beautiful. And we had a tasting with John and Vinny, and literally it was like the best food ever. And it's all organic, all locally sourced. And we're actually having them do a vegetarian / vegan sit down dinner. And they are not known for that. And it's insanely delicious.
I bet it is. And people have gotten so good with the vegan vegetable, you know, vegetarian options. You know, me growing up from the South, of course, you know, I mean, we ate like 80% protein and 20% vegetable every meal.
Know.
And now I've been able to switch that. Now I'm at, 80% vegetable, which is so great. And I love our meatless Mondays that we do. I still do that every single Monday.
Amazing.
And just, the amount, of just water consumption you conserve just by going meatless on one Monday.
Well, people don't even realize that. Can you explain that a little bit? People don't understand what that means when you save water going meatless.
It's, and people forget that, in order to raise cattle and chickens and all that, it takes a lot of water, for these cows. And, I don't know how much water is saved by just, cutting out one burger a month.
Right.
It saves so much water. So when people do this meatless Mondays, it really does, put a dent, in the water conservation. From raising all of these animals.
No, it's true. And people, also I think if everybody could just realize just what you're saying, cut it, make the shift a little bit more even uneven and heavier on the vegetables and fruits and all of, everything that comes from the ground, you will definitely be helping our carbon footprint. So
yeah. And not only that, but you're helping your body out. It's just
so helping your
so
body.
Much better for you. So you're adding years to your life if you change your diet now.
Right. Right. And again, it doesn't have to be everything. It doesn't have to be all or nothing.
No.
You can have your cheat times.
You can do baby steps in whatever direction you need to go, it takes time to change your diet. But, little baby steps always, are great. And then eventually you'll be, having the diet you've always wanted.
Right. And also, it, as you said earlier, it comes naturally. Like, I know I would rather do I could never walk into a market without my own bags. Like, I would feel like I left my, my purse, I'm a girl, my purse in the car or something. And as far as like the teeth brushing and all that other stuff, like never, like the water has to be off. And it's so great because the kids in the next generation are doing that like automatically. They don't even learn how to brush their teeth with water running anymore.
Right.
So
totally.
It's so cool. Again, to go back to the awards a little bit, you were a killer host last year. And you were so good. And I think there's like a little competition with our host, Nicole Richie, this year. She's a little jealous. Literally trying to say... Right, it's Nicole.
If Nicole needs some advice, just tell her to give me a call.
I mean, she might. She keeps saying, "Did Lance do this? Did Lance do this?" A little competitive, which is always good. And then we have the most incredible honorees this year, which I think we always have such a tremendous show, which is literally our Emmy Awards are kind of like the Green Golden Globes, aren't they?
Oh yeah, they're amazing, and I love how you're honoring. Some really good, great young people this year, because like
it's
I said before,
so
these kids that have these crazy outreach to these millennials, they're the ones that are going to change the world, and they're so much more conscious of this planet than, my generation was. So I'm happy to see that this, younger generation really is kind of, picking up the slack from all of us and really, walking the walk.
It's amazing because we had so much passion and interest from the millennial generation that this is the first year we're ever having both a male and female Emma Futures Award. And that's an award for somebody who's doing amazing work right now, who's really young. And we look to them as being, our heroes in the future as well. And we're giving our male award to Jaden Smith, who I had no idea was as educated and passionate and involved in the environment as he is and has been since he's a little kid. And that was so inspirational to me. And he's invested in this company, this water company that uses recycled cardboard for their boxes and plant-based caps. It's incredibly inspiring.
It's great.
As an entrepreneur yourself.
Kids. Yeah, Jaden's one of those kids that, since he was young, knew, that the world is much bigger than, than he is. And he wants to make sure that, we're living in a great place when he's gone. And when kids are getting into Minecraft and all that type of stuff, he was really, worried about our future on this planet. So I just love that, young people like that really get it at such a young age, because I didn't get it at that age.
Yeah, and you know, I didn't either. And this is so inspiring. And then we, with Shailene Woodley, who is literally an on the ground boots there activist, mm-hmm. and she, you know, she'll email me, go, oh, excuse me, I have to go. I hear there's a pipeline going on in New York. Can I call you right back? And she's incredible. She's kind of like Daryl Hannah was. I mean, Daryl still is, but she's kind of like a, you know, a young Daryl, which is so inspiring for all of us. And I think Jaden taking the entrepreneur route and Shailene taking the on the ground route, we have such a great balance of both ways that you can really activate your base.
No, that's so true. And, you know, how many young people now understand, you know, what that pipeline is doing, you know, to our country.
Right.
They would never have known that if she wouldn't have stood there on the ground with these, you know, Native Americans, and, you know, she herself got arrested for doing what she thought was right. I mean, that really is going to spread like wildfire.
And I think we're going to have an incredibly entertaining show because of that. She is amazing and knowledgeable and is so excited to talk about it. And we also have Moby, who, you know, in terms of a little bit of a different generation, he's been doing this forever. And is incredible and authentic, and is singing, by the way, two songs.
Yeah, he is. He's been walking the walk since, I mean, as long as I've known who Moby was. I mean, he has always been so, you know, earth conscious. And, you know, it's something I've always respected about him my whole entire career.
Yeah, I mean, he is so lovely to deal with. And so we're really excited. In fact, we're going to do a podcast with him right after the awards, the first week of November.
Yeah.
He's so great. And so I'm really excited because I feel like we're going to have all this passion flying around and, and the show. And of course the green carpet, as you know, is always so fun because you get to see everybody. Like you, I know that that's a part that you really like.
Love it.
Bumping into all your friends. I am just so, I just feel so fortunate to have you as one of our key advocates, I have to say. It means so much to us and me.
Well, I love being a part of it. And, you know, I think everyone needs to find something that they're passionate about in their life to be able to give back. And I'm so glad that you and Emma give me that opportunity to feel like I'm doing something in this planet to be able to give back and do something good, because, you know, you can't do it all. You can't, you know, be a part of every single charity out there, although, you know, you want to. But, you know, if you can choose those certain things that you know you're passionate about, that you know you might can educate people about and move the ball forward, you know, you should do it. And I'm glad that I found that in Emma.
Well, you know how I feel about you. And I'm so grateful for our friendship and for having you as really one of our most important role models and advocates and storytellers, because you have influenced millions of people and in such a kind way. I think that's also really important, a kind and forgiving way, and knowing that we're all human and that we all have steps, as you said. But I think once you incorporate that into who you are, like you have, it actually makes you feel good when you wake up every day. So, one could have.
The world's been good to me, so I want to be good to the world.
Well, you are, and you know, there's a reputation out there that no one's better than Lance as a person, and which I know. And so, no one could have been my first guest except for you.
So, I'm honored to be your first guest.
Well, I love you, and we still need to go out to dinner. You've been traveling too much.
I know. Well, hopefully. When I'm back from New York, I think I'm actually going to have a little downtime for a month. So I'm excited to have a little vacation time, staycation time in LA.
Yes. Well, thank you so much again. I love you. And we're so happy to have had you as our first guest on Organic Lunch.
Oh, well, I love you too. I'll see you very soon.
Okay. Bye.
All right. Bye.
Thank you for listening to Organic Lunch with Debbie Levin. Be sure to subscribe to the show on iTunes, Google Play, Stitcher, Podbean, and wherever you get your podcasts. You can find the show online at www.environmentalmedianetwork.com. Organic Lunch with Debbie Levin is brought to you by lineupmedia.fm.
This podcast was a presentation of lightupmedia.fm.